USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is blasting House Democrats for launching an impeachment inquiry against him.
It's just a continuation of the witch hunt. It's the worst witch hunt in political history.
The stage is set for an election year struggle between President Trump and Congress.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has long resisted, but as questions grew about whether the president abused his office by leaning on a foreign government to help his re-election prospects, Democratic pressure grew. The president dismissed it as a continuing witch hunt.
We're the strongest country in the world, the best economy we've ever had. And she's talking impeachment.
He says he thinks this could be a positive for him heading into the election season. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A Republican in the Senate is speaking out after his meeting with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley is demanding Facebook take action to prove it is trying to be fair to conservatives.
Quit harvesting people's data, sell off these companies that you're using to create a monopoly, and do a third-party audit. Submit to an independent third-party audit to prove that you're not biased against conservatives.
Senator Hawley met with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg last Thursday to discuss issues, including privacy and allegations of anti-conservative discrimination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Jerry will track close enough to Bermuda to deliver a good period of soaking rainfall, gusty winds, and rough seas. Jerry weakened from a Category 1 hurricane to a tropical storm early Saturday morning while passing a few hundred miles to the north of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A former Major League Baseball star is doing what he can to get kids active. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Trump administration wants to provide more options for kids to play sports. The number of kids playing sports over the past 10 years has declined by 10%. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Johnny Damon was in Washington, D.C. with presidential advisor Ivanka Trump, and they're trying to get more kids involved in playing sports again. Damon was on Fox News talking about why it's important to have kids playing sports.
Yeah, this is a very big problem. We have to educate these kids and we have to get them out. As great as the iPad is, we have to put them down sometimes. The benefits of playing sports, the health benefits, better jobs. 94% of women CEOs played sports. And I mean, that's amazing. The wages are great. If you get good grades, I mean, you have to get good grades when you play sports. So there's a lot of benefits, but we're trying to bring everyone together. We're trying to put the get the kids outside.
There are now 9 deaths from lung illnesses that health officials believe are linked to the use of e-cigarettes. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says the agency is working to pinpoint the cause of the illnesses.
Most of the cases with information so far have reported use of either THC or THC and nicotine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.